Thanks for having me.
Tell us what the current situation is there and about the preparations that are taking place.
Well, the preparations here are a little bit like how people in Boston would respond to a serious blizzard. So we've seen long, long lines at gas stations, people flooding the supermarkets. The difference is there are evacuations taking place. We're now at a point where the roads have closed in all of the coastal zones. You have fire trucks and police trucks driving up and down and over loudspeakers urging people to get out of those neighborhoods. About a half an hour away from when the first tsunami waves, if they hit, will hit. The governor has not yet declared a state of an emergency, and we're hearing sirens, very loud civil defense sirens, about every 15 minutes.
And if the tsunami hits, when's it coming?
Well, it's expected to hit at 3:07 Hawaii Standard Time, so that's 8:07 in Boston.
I'm reading the blog that you write for, civilbeat.com, and it talks about how the airport in Honolulu is still open, but at least one shelter is full.
That's right. The airport is open, but some flights have been turned away, so not a whole lot of action at the airport. We've heard that hospitals are being overwhelmed with people showing up looking for shelter. Other areas overwhelmed with people looking for shelter. The harbors here are empty. That's a really rare sight. One of the officials told me that there was literally a parade of ships out to sea. That's the safest way for people to get away from the harbors where there could be a lot of damage.
Would you say that the way Hawaiians are reacting to this is part of the norm of life there, or is there unusual activity today?
Well, it's not completely unheard of. After all, this happened just about a year ago. Of course, there wasn't a devastating tsunami, just a small tsunami. The water level a year ago rose about 3 feet, I think. Yeah, it's part of life here, and there is, for some people, a sort of jovial aspect of it. We've heard reports of people taking big coolers full of beer up to, you know, the higher mountains to celebrate. So it's not all scary, but people are taking it seriously as well.
Adrienne LaFrance from Hawaii Public Radio, WBUR alum, thank you so very much for speaking with us this morning, and take care.
Thanks so much, Bob.